In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, that's where we're going to be looking today. I'm just going to look at two verses. One verse we're very familiar with. The second verse is the verse that follows the verse we're very familiar with. So when I say 1 Corinthians chapter 10, probably most of you, your mind goes right away to verse 13. And that's what we're going to look at. And it is a very common verse. And it's a great verse. Every verse in the Word, every word in the Word of God has weight and has significance and has life and has importance to our lives. But this is a verse that I know a lot of people are spoken to or are strengthened by. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with that temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it." How many times over your Christian walk have you gone back to that verse and drawn strength and drawn encouragement, knowing that no matter what you might be facing, no matter what the temptations are, and when it talks about temptations, certainly there are temptations to sin, temptations to compromise, but it also is talking about just the temptation to not even believe, just the temptation to doubt, the temptation to not believe. And when those times come, when temptation has overtaken us, there's nothing that you're going to face today, nothing that you're facing today. If something is tempting you and you know that it's a wrong direction that you're going, you know the temptation, but that it's a temptation. That means you're kind of, at the moment, kind of balancing these things on the scale and say, I know it's wrong, but I want this. I want it an awful lot. And so that's the times that we start to put that on scale and see, is the cost, is what's going to cost me to sin, is it worth what I'm getting? You know, that's the mistake that we make. That's the fallacy that we make, is we do try to weigh it out and say, well, is the cost that's going to, the cost I'm going to have to pay, is it worth what's tempting me? Well, even that is a deception, because there's nothing you're going to get, especially those things that are tempted. Where does temptation come from? It comes from the enemy. If I'm being tempted by something, I can guarantee there's nothing good that's going to come out of it. Now, I might deceive myself and tell myself that, well, I really want this. It's going to be worthwhile. It never turns out, when you yield to a temptation, it never turns out to be what you thought. It always takes you to a place you never thought you would go and you never wanted to go. And it doesn't have the rewards. Yeah, there might be that momentary, there might not. There might be that momentary reward, because, you know, sin does have, you know, its moment. There might be that momentary reward, but once that moment, and that moment is fleeting, once that moment is gone, you're left with the shame, with the discouragement, with the defeat, and sometimes even with the bondage that comes with it, because we've put ourselves under that bondage. So whatever it is that you might be facing today, which is tempting you to make a wrong choice, you know, and maybe the temptation, like I said, it may not be a temptation necessarily to do an act of sin, like steal, embezzle, have an affair, indulge in some kind of addiction, whatever the case might be. It may not be those kinds of things. It could be a temptation to just not believe. Well, I've been believing God for this, but I haven't seen it come to pass. And so the temptation is just throw in the towel. Live like the rest of the world. Just walk through defeat. This is just the way it is. I'm just hoping to survive this life. Rather than understanding that as a child of God, you have inherited everything that belongs to Jesus. And so we are not just supposed to survive this life. We are supposed to thrive. We are supposed to thrive in Jesus. And we are supposed to bring others along with us to enjoy those same results. So sometimes the temptation might be just to give up and to not believe. This is the mistake that the Israelites made in the wilderness. You know, the reason that they never entered into the promised land was because two things. They did not believe, and they disobeyed. If you don't believe, that's when you tend to disobey. In fact, I would even submit to you that temptation, you know, in this verse when it says, no temptation has overtaken you such as common to man. When it talks about temptation, I would say if you're tempted to do anything that is a compromise or tempted to do anything which you know is contrary to the Word of God, even that temptation itself, just the very temptation is a demonstration of not believing. The mere fact that you're tempted to do something says you don't really believe the promises and you don't really believe what the Word says. Because that's an awfully big gamble to take. But we all face different temptations. And if you're facing a temptation today, even if that's that temptation not to believe, to give up, to say, I've stood and I've believed for healing for a long time, and I haven't seen it come to pass. And the temptation is to just give up, throw in the towel, just accept it. Or maybe it's a different kind of temptation. We know that from this verse, no temptation has overtaken you, except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But the temptation will always, but with the temptation, will also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Here's the promise. Whatever temptations you might be faced with right now, or whatever temptations might come your way today, the promise is, it's not uncommon. It's common to man. In fact, that means that Jesus faced those same temptations in this life. He faced those same temptations. And Jesus was victorious. Jesus withstood those temptations, and he did not yield. He did not give up. He stood for righteousness, and he was righteousness. And because he did not yield to temptation as a man, he has thus made it possible through him for us to, as men, as flesh, also be able to withstand the temptation. Now, you might feel like the temptation is just too great. You just can't stop yourself. That's not true. You know, the enemy wants you to believe that, well, no human being, nobody could really withstand this. Who could withstand this? Temptation's too great. The enemy wants you to believe you can't do it, but you can. Because if Jesus did, he did for you. And he did it so that you could. And so you can. And that means that he has made it. God is faithful. He will not. He will not. The enemy cannot tempt you beyond what you're able to bear. And with temptation, he always provides a means of escape. Got to be looking, got to be watching for that. All right, we'll look at that in more detail, but verse number 14 says, therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry, or flee. In other words, flee from those things, which would, idolatry would be anything. We talk about idolatry, and we think of idolatry in terms of just idol worship, you know, which is certainly the main thing that was talked about throughout the Old Testament, idolatry and false idols and worshiping false gods. But idolatry is really putting anything in our life before God, giving value to anything in our lives above God. That's idolatry. If I have put, you know, I love my wife, and it's proper and right for me to love my wife. Beyond proper and right, it is what I'm supposed to do. You know, I'm going to answer to God if I am not loving her in the way that God created a marriage love to be. If I'm not treating her the best that I possibly can, sacrificing for her, following the demonstrations and the example of Jesus Christ and being that for her. If I'm not doing that, you know, I'm going to answer to God for that. It is right and proper for me to love my wife and to love her entirely and wholly. However, if I love my wife more than I love God, I've made her an idol. So we can love things and we should love things and we're told to love things. However, anything that we love or that we give value greater than God, that becomes an idol. So now let me look at those two verses again. But I'm going to read them to you from the Amplified Bible. And the Amplified Bible, of course, goes back to the original text. And it finds out the depth of the meaning of some of the words. So sometimes it's not necessarily as you go from, in this case, as you go from the Greek to the English, there's sometimes not one word that is a perfect word in English that it perfectly encapsulates or completely covers the entire meaning of the word that is there in Greek. So there's not always a one-for-one exchange, a perfect word in translation. So sometimes to get the full meaning of a Greek word, you have to add other words. You can't just use one word. It takes more to fully explain what that word means. That's what the Amplified Bible does. So the Amplified verses sometimes get a bit more verbose than the King James and New King James and all the other versions. This is an extreme example of that. So I'm going to read this to you again. This is verse 13. I'm going to read it to you again from the New King James. And then I want you to get the difference as we read it in the Amplified Bible. But you see the value of reading the Amplified and getting the fuller meaning. No temptation has overtaken you except as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. but with temptation will also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. So that's 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 13 in the New King James Bible. Now, here it is in the Amplified Bible, and hear the fuller meaning of this, and then apply this to your life, and apply this to whatever you might be dealing with today. For no temptation, no trial regarded as enticing to sin, no matter how it comes or where it leads, has overtaken you and laid hold of you that is not common to man. That is, no temptation or trial has come to you that is beyond human resistance and that is not adjusted and adapted and belonging to human experience and such as a man can bear. But God is faithful to his word and to his compassionate nature, and he can be trusted not to let you be tempted and tried and assayed beyond your ability and strength of resistance and power to endure. But with temptation, he will always provide the way out, the means of escape to a landing place that you may be capable and strong and powerful to bear up under it patiently. Whew, that's a lot. Listen, whatever you are faced with today, whatever trial you might be facing, which is enticing you to sin, and sometimes a trial, again, can be an enticement to sin. Sometimes that temptation could just be to give up because of the trial, to stop believing, to stop operating in faith. Or it can be some kind of temptation to do some kind of wrong. But there is no temptation, no matter where it leads you to, no matter how it came to you, no matter how powerful it is, no matter how much you feel like it's overtaking you, there is no temptation that can lay hold of you that is not common to man. So in other words, that's talking about Jesus has faced it himself when he was here. He faced those same temptations and he defeated them completely, utterly, and totally so that they could not overtake you. It is nothing that you're facing today. Be encouraged. There's nothing you face today. Nothing that you're looking at that is beyond your ability to resist it. Nothing that's not uncommon to the human experience. But God is faithful. He's seen you. In other words, he knows this. He knew this. He knew the temptation was going to come. He knew the things that the enemy was going to try to bring against you. And he's already made preparations for your deliverance. And he's provided a way out for you. And let me just skip down and end with this morning. We'll look at this a little bit more tomorrow. Therefore, my dearly beloved, shun, keep away from, avoid by flight if need be, any sort of idolatry or loving, venerating anything more than God. Temptations come across us every day. There's going to be things that tempt us to not believe. And when your body tells you that you're sick, the temptation is going to be, I just don't know if I can believe the word. If something takes place in your life that's contrary to the promises you've been believing for, the temptation is to, well, just that didn't work. I don't know why it didn't work, but I guess this is just what it's like to live in the world. It's no different to be a Christian than it is to not be a Christian. We still are subject to all the things of the world. It's easy to be tempted to believe those things, and those are fallacies. Or it's easy to be tempted into some kind, to be enticed away from the Lord. But this verse tells us, no matter what you face today, you have the victory in Jesus Christ. He's provided the means of escape. He's provided a landing place for you. Look to him today. Look to him. If you're discouraged today, look to him. If you're tempted to stop believing, to just give up, look to him. If you're tempted to compromise in some way, just look to him. He will give you the strength and the ability because he's already won it. Jesus, we thank you and praise you for the truth of your word, the truth of your word. We receive it. We walk in it. We believe it. And we thank you that you are there with us to walk through with us through those temptations, to walk with us and to provide those means of escape, that we walk in your victory at all time, and that we are pleasing to you, and that we live and act as your children for the world to see your grace, your mercy, and your love through us. We love you, and we say thank you, Jesus, in your name. Amen.